Fears of possible Ebola contagion in one of America's largest and most densely populated cities, New York, led Governor Andrew Cuomo and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to strengthen quarantine measures in their states.
This is too serious to be dealing with voluntary quarantine. I mean, it makes no sense to me. We are significantly increasing the screening process for people who want to come into the New York, New Jersey area.
We have the legal authority to do it. We're doing it.
Triggering concerns, Doctors Without Borders physician Craig Spencer, who is being treated for Ebola in a New York hospital while his fiancée remains under house quarantine. Meanwhile, complaints from a nurse who returned from Sierra Leone and is now under mandatory isolation in New Jersey. Casey Hickox ran a fever but has tested negative for Ebola. She wrote a U.S. newspaper that, quote, the U.S. must treat returning healthcare workers with dignity and humanity.
One, we need to protect the American public. But two, we need to make the decisions based on scientific data.
U.S. infectious disease specialist Anthony Fauci is critical of quarantine protocols in New York and New Jersey.
The scientific data tells us that people who are without symptoms, with whom you don't come into contact with body fluids, are not a threat. As a scientist and as a health person, if I were asked, I would not have recommended that.
Last week, President Barack Obama hugged cured Ebola patient Nina Pham.
We have to work together at every level, federal, state, and local. And we have to keep leading the global response, because the best way to stop this disease, the best way to keep Americans safe, is to stop it at its source in West Africa.
But New Jersey Governor Christie is defending his decision to boost quarantine protocols.
My first and foremost obligation is to protect the public health and safety of the people of New Jersey.
Stop Ebola!
No!
As U.S. fears over Ebola continue, African immigrants march to the United Nations, decrying stigmatization they perceive from society at large. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.